And we're off.
What a sacrilegious joke.
But we won't say what it is.
Also, what is going on here?
Oh, okay, that's because it's hard to play video games when it's...
Let's do that.
Uh-huh. Wait, we need to have it centered. But also not touching my mouse, because I need to use my mouse. All right, is that good? We're talking?
Perfect. All right, we've already wasted 22, 23,
only
24,
let's see how long we can go.
No.
Go with the filibuster.
Let's not.
Where's my number generator?
It's People Say Words. Episode, I don't know.
The number one podcast in all of the greater Vancouver area. That's it. It's the best.
It is the best.
Yep.
Guaranteed by us.
Yep. Or your money, or twice your unhappiness back.
Twice. Lane's got lots to spare.
Yep, I can forward you it. Yeah. Alright, so, I want to do the thing where, how the show works.
Go ahead.
I'm so nervous! How the show works is we have our logistics and content manager... write down a series of...
Your job changes again.
A series... No, that I listened to the episode that it's logistics and content manager.
Okay.
And no douche fluting in here. I don't know what... No, just none. There's no... Like actually dumped.
Go up and take more breaks then.
Fine. No.
You already said fine.
I said no. How the show works is we have a person write down things for us to talk words about. We use... an ex-Soviet Russian number generator to determine which order we do them in, because the order apparently is necessary.
It needs to be predicted by the Soviets.
Right. So we're just gonna... I'm just gonna start it off with number two.
Numero dos.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the date today? It is November...
Is that necessary?
It is.
I feel like we shouldn't date them.
We should.
Because we're gonna release this in like 3 weeks.
We went around to it except our
exactly,
podcast.
So we don't want to say what date it is.
It's November 18th.
The date is...
it is the 18th.
Yeah, okay. Does it matter? Does it actually matter?
It's good, actually, to... Well,
why?
So I have read. It is good to make your content relevant to people who listen to podcasts regularly.
Right. Okay, fine. It's November 18th, 2018. Oh, wait, 2015.
14, 12.
2007.
Perfect year.
Yes. Okay. Number two.
Oh, yeah. Two. What? Here we go. Trying to read them.
Just what? Indeed.
All right, Lynn. How do you answer that? What children's TV show did you watch growing up without you now realize had way more adult content than should be you a child tier?
What?
Show.
Let me try. What childhood show did you watch growing up that you now realize had way more adult content than there should be for a children's show? Well,
how did you read that so well?
Because I translated it from your broken English.
It's not my broken English.
Well, kids show.
Sure,
that...
What was the question?
Okay, so what kids show did you watch that you realize now had too much adult humor?
Oh, I can think of a movie.
Well, let's do show first. The first one that comes to mind is Animaniacs.
Oh yeah.
Animaniacs, lots of adult humor in there, but I would disagree that it was bad, because that's why censors are a thing.
Yeah.
There are
Angry Beavers.
Did they have any adult humor though?
Not much, but a little bit.
Like, okay, can you remember an example?
No, but I remember watching it when I was like a...
I think it was just... I think
teenager,
that was one of those stupid
like...
shows. I think it was one of those just dumb shows.
Yeah.
Like Invader Zim. Like Invader Zim didn't really have adult
content.
Well, it had some like some kind of like organs and stuff, but it wasn't really... I think adult jokes are like, it's, you know...
I think of sexual when I hear adult
yeah,
humor.
Yeah, well, you know,
or...
the bit with Animaniacs where it's like, we need to look for fingerprints. And it's like, I found prints! It's like, no, fingerprints!
Oh.
I don't think so. Get it?
Yeah.
Finger. Fingerprint. Wait, Fingerprints.
Come on, Lane.
There we go.
You know how bam, bam, bam.
Also, sexual. Like, Hello Nurse. Like, the character's name is Hello Nurse.
Yeah, Animaniacs had a lot of that. Because, well, Animaniacs was always kind of, like, borderline between the two.
What do you mean?
Like, adult, child.
No, it was a kid's show. It's just that most kid shows and movies need to have adult humor so that adults can have fun. Otherwise, it's just mindless drivel.
Yeah. Totally. But so what I was thinking of
movie.
Was like Aladdin. I felt like there's lots of
adult jokes in Aladdin. Robin Williams.
Yeah, I watched it last year again for like the first time in like 10 years, and I was like, whoa.
Lots of Disney movies. Yep. Well, I think lots of Disney movies have...
I think more so now, yeah.
Well, definitely now.
Yeah. There's a lot more. Other TV shows, though. I never really went back and watched a lot of TV shows.
Did you watch Ren and Stimpy?
I thought it was so stupid.
It is so stupid. You're not wrong.
I couldn't sit through that shit. I mean, I tried to watch it. I tried to get into it. But I was like, this is so dumb.
What other kids' shows did I watch?
Arthur, Franklin.
Even Arthur, I bet you could find... Franklin, definitely not. That's one of those
Franklin didn't.
That's one of those really...
Arthur had some occasional...
He beat up his sister.
What?
Yeah, it's like the best episode. She breaks his model airplane, and you can just... Like, it just cuts to a frame of his fist clenching, and then it cuts to, like, crying.
You could like make a TV show like that today and air it today without let me finish.
Oh,
you could do it
right
without
outrage?
Like a shit bunch of people getting angry and upset that Arthur beat a woman.
That's why I'm so paranoid about this, because everything sparks outrage. The littlest thing, me saying about things sparking outrage,
will spark outrage. Massive.
They're
massive
like,
art.
"What do you mean things are outrageous? Yes. What do you mean that I'm making too much of a big deal about something
but you know
popular?"
Who won't spark outrage in
what
the passive aggressive people?
I guess not, because they'll just be like, "Well, they're like,
your people."
My people?
They're your people.
My chosen people. The passive-aggressive.
Join me. Send me letters.
Send me letters that are like, I didn't really like that.
It was okay.
It was, yeah. It's not very appropriate.
I thought you did a good job.
not Andrew.
I didn't think the podcast was good, but I thought you did a good job.
Was that passive-aggressive?
That's a way of telling someone that They're glad they saw you do whatever you did, but they thought it was garbage.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They're like, whoa, what'd you think of it? And you're like, oh, well, you did well. And you're like, so you thought it was shit.
What about TV shows nowadays with adult
humor?
Adventure Time.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Adventure Time.
Steven Universe. Oh, you haven't watched Steven Universe. No. Gravity Falls.
Yeah, holy shit. There's a ton
actually,
of Gravity
that,
Falls.
Actually, that's case in point. As far as adult humor... Like, I think TV shows, good TV shows, are always going to have that adult humor.
Well, I think the reason being is you got to keep the kids entertained and the adults entertained at the same time.
Well, and now Steven Universe has a, like, not, I wouldn't say cult following. It could be considered, but like huge, like group of people who really enjoyed Steven Universe because they had this simple story, but at the same time had these good, really, really good writing and jokes and mystery elements.
Right. I felt like in Gravity Falls, did you say that they were all it was already all scripted ahead of time? Like they already had it all written out?
I don't think so. Don't think everything was 100%
to me, it felt like, I'm not trying to give anything away here. For people who haven't watched Gravity Falls, go watch Gravity
Falls.
Which,
yeah, go right now, pause this.
Watch.
Finish
seasons.
The episode. Finish all of our episodes, then go watch
Gravity Falls. And shit your pants, because it will blow you away. But I feel like it was like they started writing it as if it was like a kid's TV show for like Cartoon Network sort of thing, fun, blah, blah, blah.
It was Disney Channel.
Yeah, exactly. It was Disney. And then I felt like somebody realized, like somebody in the art department or in the story department realized they were going to get fired in 3 months or something. And they were like, well, no, this is true.
I know.
At
but,
all.
But I know,
I'm making a hypothetical funny situation.
Okay, right. But you're wrong. But I know who wrote it. And I think okay, keep going.
No.
You're done? That's it?
Done. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get to hear my funny story.
Because the creator had like a main idea of
good
it.
Good for you.
So he wasn't going to get fired. That's why it's so good.
It is great. It's a fantastic show. You ruined my bit. Don't touch me. Okay, you can touch me.
No.
Oh, you touched me.
Should we do another question? I think we've milked this for all we can.
I've done all the milking. Okay, I roll.
I'll transcribe.
Good luck. Six.
Six! What is the one... Oh, Jesus. Interior? Intention? Or emotion? Intuition?
What intuition? Is the one...
Intuition or emotion?
Imitation?
Oh, my...
What is the one something or emotion
that
would be of benefit to human lifestyle and significantly decrease the negative impact humans have on the environment? Wait, so what is the one something...
She needs to write in capitals.
Yeah.
All capitals, or, block letters. Or we need to go back to high school, apparently.
Or squint our eyes and hold it really far away. But it's still, I just don't know what these two words are.
Okay, no. Do you know what? No, I would love to say that, like, N, I mean, U,
I, my best E, guess is invention.
I, invention or?
I thought that was emotion, but then I kept reading. I was like, I don't think it is.
That would be okay. Let's say one? Invention. Benefit to human lifestyle significantly decrease. Jesus Christ.
What is the one?
I don't know. I quit.
To be a benefit to the human lifestyle significantly decrease the negative impact humans have on the environment.
Electric car. Wait, no. That's already been made. Self-driving electric cars.
No. Fire. To burn all the gasoline. I'm just burning all.
Nice.
All at once. Gone.
Significantly increase lifestyle. Nuclear winter. The invention will be the apocalypse. Everyone's dead. Therefore, zero.
So we're not hurting any of the environment because everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Like post that point.
It's like a hard reset.
It's a real hard reset.
It's the hardest reset.
Or the rapture.
No, because that's not. You can't invent the rapture. You can't.
Some would argue you could.
How do you? Well, no. Yeah. Nuclear holocaust. We'll all get converted into nuclear vapor. Radioactive vapor.
All praise the nuclear.
Praise Adam. Atom.
An invention or a...
To improve human life and also fix the environment.
Two at once? That's way too hard. Can we make two inventions?
A blowjob machine.
A blowjob.
That runs on CO2 and converts semen... into pure energy, into pure fusion energy.
Okay, you solve the male population.
Well, no, it also does cunnilingus.
There you go.
For women.
So I'll make sure we include all humans.
Possibly just a penis machine.
It's called a dildo.
No, because
it's the not, fucking Sibian that our neighbors have upstairs.
Yes. It is an ongoing mystery to find out whether or not it is a Sibian that is... Wait, is it Sibian or Sibian? I can never remember.
Oh, I forget, too. I think it's Sibian.
Okay, sure.
We'll look it up. Not right now.
Not on my computer.
Right, because that is the worst thing you've ever looked up.
Technically not.
Let's find out what is the worst thing.
What's the worst thing on my computer, mate?
It's not.
It's just dildos. It's just like mountains of dildos.
Just like, there's a folder, in a folder, in a folder, in a folder, so you thought you could hide it. And they're each
no,
like...
No, dude, no one downloaded.
And then each one is just the letter of dildo, and it's just like, yes, you get down. Right. And then the last one, you open it up, and it's just like a trillion gifts. Gifts and images of dildos. Not people.
Oh, there's this really fantastic game that you need to see. It's called Genital Jousting.
What?
No, it's so
genital
jousting. So how the game works?
Can we get high scores on it?
No, because it's like a competitive game.
Well, yeah, exactly. Is there a way to like compete?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, is there a way that you and I can play it for the next week, and then next week on the podcast we can declare who the winner is of genital jousting?
Yeah, dude. So how the game works is basically you're a penis, and you have to get the penis your penis tip
into the vagina.
Into the enemy butthole.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's actually really funny. So like you have to snake around and get in like the ball in the butthole of the penis, and then you create like a snake, and then you gain control of the tip.
You gain control of the next
one. And then
one.
Some people can double dog.
Holy shit. So how do we keep track? We would have to like keep track whoever.
Well, no, we could just play the game because it's a game on Steam.
Oh really? How much is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's not on Steam. I'll have to look it up. We'll deal with
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll look later. It up after. Anyway, we'll
jam. Today's episode is sponsored by Genital Jousting.
We're gonna Genital Joust this week, late night together.
It sounds kind of gross.
Yep. And next week we'll tell you who won the Genital Joust and who got it into whose butthole.
Yep. Okay. Wait, what's the question? Oh, right.
The environment. And decrease negative impact.
So yeah, a machine that performs sexual favors and converts reproductive fluid into fusion energy.
Wow.
The question did not say...
So you're helping the environment with the fusion energy.
Yeah, and also relieving sex... And solving sexual... overpopulation.
Oh, that's a good point.
Overpopulation.
That is a huge fear.
We would just drop... millions of them into places that are generally overpopulated. I'll let you decide which countries that were.
So that I don't get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. You, because...
You, the listener.
You're the one who
insert
thought...
Insert name of
you're
country
the one, you're the
now.
One that thought of that country. Yeah, that's right.
I keep
you
thinking of
racist.
That country. Why are we still watching Genital
We're
going to
watch...
Justin.
Oh, yeah, we'll close that link.
I'm tired of watching okay. penis.
Well, let's open up a different one.
Okay.
Let's just take a look.
Oh my
lovely.
God. There's so many penises. Oh,
it's
squirt.
Oh God.
Oh,
it's hilarious. All right. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, so that's my invention. What do you invent?
I'm thinking like serious. Kind of serious.
What would you seriously invent?
I don't know.
A pill that kills stupid people.
No, actually, no. I was actually thinking of a drug. Like, it wasn't online. A drug that causes happiness. But then I was like, wait, isn't that game that you play?
Yeah, dude, and it's really... Well...
What's the game called?
We Happy Few.
We Happy Few, and yeah. That's but I was like, that could go real sideways.
It does go real
sideways.
It's
also called Pfizer or whatever.
What?
Depression medication. Just make everyone take it all the time.
But
it may cause suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. It could make a lot of people a lot worse.
But it'll make more better.
I think that's the thing is, unless they found a magic pill that makes you happy with no consequences or repercussions, there's always going
to
be.
To be honest, I'm against that sort of stuff a lot of the time, unless it's like necessary.
Just smoke some pot, dude. If you're sad, just have a reef.
Have a reef.
Go
bro.
Have a reef, bud.
Yeah, bud. Let's go smoke
it's
some devil's lettuce,
bud. It's fucking Vancouver. If you're sad, just go have a fucking puff.
Go have a dart, bud.
Not a like a marijuana dart.
Like a spliff.
A split. That's what they call it, bud.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah. So there. Also, a marijuana. I would invent marijuana, but I would make it like it'd be. It's the new miracle plant that's made out of. Danibus.
And it would be like spelt in Spanish, so it has like all the accents on it. And you'd be like marijuana, the new invention.
Marijuana.
The legal version.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you know what's funny? There's that in the States, there's the... I think it's called chronic. And it's fake pot. And it gets you a little bit high.
Okay, but actually it gets you a little bit high?
A little bit. I don't know. I can't remember. And it's just, like, THC and chemicals, basically. And it's super fucking bad for you. Like, it's basically poison.
Why would people do that?
Because it's legal. Because it won't make you go to prison.
Oh, my God.
But the government... Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Yeah. So, I would invent a blowjob / cunnilingus machine, possibly, also.
And marijuana.
You would invent a happy pill.
And they, people could take all three at
once. That would be sweet. You could be high and sexually gratified and just happy.
And be, like, super pumped on life. And you'd be like, and I'm super happy I'm getting this cunnilingus and or blowjob.
Yeah, could be both at the same time.
You could be both. We should make dual head ones as well, just for those special few. We want to please everybody.
Well, also, like, you could get one for the butt.
Ooh, gotta get all the orifices.
Yeah, exactly. Go triple threat.
Triple threat.
Yeah.
No, we're just gonna mass produce these things and give them to everybody.
Yeah, just airdrop them. Airdrop them in every country where they reproduce too much.
And the ones that don't. just for fun.
You could just buy them. You just go buy them for $5.99 at your local Walmart.
Or Sharper's Drug Mart.
All right, I want to do another question.
Okay.
That's 20 minutes. We're doing. Oh, perfect. We're going about 10 minutes a question.
That's perfect.
Bazam! I rolled a two. I think we did that one.
It's a worm. Okay, so this is the read the article.
Okay.
We're going to pause the podcast. We're going to read this article, which our location
manager. Our logistics and content manager.
The intern has found. Yes. My beautiful wife, Megan. And we're going to read this, and we'll be right back. And we're going to tell you what you think about it.
We're going to start recording again.
Let me be on a selfie. So
people are stupid and get killed from selfies. But that's a lot have increased, but not like 90% of them are in India because of a specific reason.
It's almost doubled since last year, and then so the whole article is about essentially
people are dying. Two things.
Dude, shut up. There's two things. The article talks about people dying of selfies, and then in this year, 73 people have died of selfies. The year before was 39. The year before that was 15. So it's increasing, and they're trying to figure out why. And people are like there's this guy trying to find an app to stop people from dying from selfies. Or
make an app
to stop.
A selfie warning system.
Yeah. Danger. Your selfie is dangerous.
I feel like that would incentivize people, like, dude, look at my danger selfie! I've got 17 danger selfies!
Look at the red flags that came up!
I lost my leg to a shark bite, and I lost my other leg to a honey badger bite.
Honey badger bite! I went and watched and so many videos of honey badgers.
I fucking told you. And now I've got one arm because the other arm just got hit by a train.
But I still got my selfie arm!
17 selfie danger zones! Alright! So, but it's mostly people in India, because apparently taking your picture in front of a train is a sign of a long relationship.
Yeah.
But that's a specific cultural thing. I'm not making that up. I'm quoting the website, so I'm not racist.
The other one I loved was the 8 in USA, because it was like, oh, probably holding guns.
They were holding guns. People shooting themselves.
Or shooting somebody else. Well, just think,
like, you're holding the gun like this, and then you're like, click, and you're like, click, because it's like, you know, rubbing your belly and patting your head, and then
you're like, click,
and you shoot yourself in the face. So, it's basically just people being idiots. If anything, they should try and increase it, because it's just going to be, you know, it's making the gene pool better.
I don't disagree.
Hmm. Just like that guy in Yellowstone, who was trying to test the waters to see if he could have a spa day, and then he slipped into an acid pit. Like, you can't make that up.
Oh, that just blows me away. That's so stupid. Okay, but the one thing that that makes me angry about this article is... I think it's such a waste of time. It's like...
What, selfies in general?
No, not selfies.
Or this article?
Not the article. The guy making a danger app system to save you from...
Well, think of it this way. If he could sell that... You can sell that for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Sell that for a lot of money. It's pretty... You can figure that out. Technology's a pretty good concept. Well, it would be really hard, because there'd be so many variables.
There would be so many variables.
Oh, you're at the top of a building? Oh, you can't do a selfie. But I'm in the middle of the floor. Nope, can't do a selfie.
There'd be so many fucking logistics to that. Also, you know, I don't really care if people take selfies or not.
I think it's kind of stupid. It's tacky.
It drives me nuts when people take selfies in, like, a really crowded location, or they're holding up line.
Selfies are just tacky.
Yeah, they are tacky. Selfie sticks? Oh, my God. They are the stupidest.
They've banned them in, I want to say, Amsterdam. There are certain places in Europe where they're banned.
You're not allowed to use them.
I think it's because people, like, you have your phone out like this, and someone just runs by and snatches it, and that's...
You know what I love seeing is people holding up iPads taking pictures. You're like, oh, my God. Are you serious?
Tourists.
I think it's absolutely... For one, I could give a shit if people are dying. No, I shouldn't say that. But I could give a shit if people are dying from selfies.
I couldn't give less? I am not capable of giving any less of a shit.
You're all out of shits.
I have no shits to give about people dying
from
selfies.
There weren't shits to begin
because,
with.
Because, like, the guy standing on top... If you're standing on top of a building, you know what the risk is. If you're going and petting a honey badger, you should know what the risk is.
Yeah. It's like, well, people take... Yeah, there's the whole thing of danger selfies, right?
No, it's not danger selfies. It's danger selfies.
Danger selfie, bro.
All right.
Yeah.
Honey badger selfie.
And the only time I take selfies is usually because I'm taking a cute picture of Megan and I together. Gross. Or usually I'm taking a selfie and I'm sending it only to my wife. Because I'd be like, I miss you.
Ugh.
And I only send it to her.
Gross.
Because it's like, oh, because when I'm on tour, we don't see each other much at all.
So you got to take pictures of your face.
Just take, like, I'll be like, oh, I'm on a plane, and I'll send a picture of me on the plane.
And then immediately after, dick pic.
No, the dick pic goes, it's just a dick pic.
Oh, so it's a selfie dick pic.
Yeah.
Is that a selfie then? No, that's a dick pic. It's either a selfie.
But it's of myself.
It's not a selfie, because a selfie is a whole different thing. A dick pic is a whole different thing.
Is it in the dictionary? Let's look it up.
Selfie and dick pic.
Go.
Define. Whoop. Ah!
Wow.
Define selfie.
A photograph that one has taken of
oneself.
Typically one taken of a smartphone or webcam. Doesn't say specifically what body part.
Oh, I also also misspelled dick pic. Is it dick? Dick?
Dick is in penis. Pic is in picture. A slang term, not actually defined. An example of dick is a man's genitals. A definition.
Yeah, see, it's... Oh, here we go. Urban Dictionary dick pic.
But the other one was a actual term.
A picture of your dick.
Hey, dude, I took a...
A nickname for someone
hey,
to be
tricked
Melanie.
Into... Hey, it's Melanie. Can I see a picture of your dick?
Can... Blah, blah, blah.
Dick.
Yeah, pics. See, I feel like it's still two different things.
I would disagree
like,
with
I
that.
Guess you could take a selfie...
What do you mean when I'm like, hey, I took a selfie? You're not going to be like, oh, let me see the dick pic, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
When I'm like, hey, I took a dick pic, you're like, oh, did you take a picture of your face? Because you're a dick.
Oh, okay. So, well, if I was that...
That's just play
right.
Words. Yeah, anyway.
Because you're a cock!
But have you ever taken a selfie?
Yeah, I have. Of course I've taken a selfie. I'm a fucking millennial.
I know, but you are the you are the least millennial.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, because I didn't have anyone to take a picture of me, and I just got a haircut, and I wanted a profile picture for my OkCupid profile.
But did you hold a camera?
I did it like this, though. So it's like a kind
of... Oh, amateur. You did two hands? You ever set up a timer?
No.
Megan makes me do that.
Yeah, no. I don't really care enough to get a good dating profile photo.
Well, you don't need selfies for dating profile pictures. You just need big boobs.
Yeah, well, that doesn't help me with my XY chromosome, bud. Having big boobs doesn't really do you much good if you got an XY chromosome.
No.
All right. Next question. I want to roll the dice.
We're
going to take a break.
One more.
Let's do one more.
We got four questions.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
How about we do one more? Are we down to...
We got three.
I rolled a five. Zero to five?
Five.
You generated five.
Okay. You have the ability to go back in time and line the rest of your life in that time. And live the rest... Oh, okay. You have the ability to go back
you can
in time live the rest of your life in that time. When would you go back? What would you do?
Ooh. So it's if you could rewind time up to a point, how far would you go back? Now see, this is an easy question for me. It's a harder question for you.
Yeah.
Because right now you're in a pretty good situation. And... the tiniest change can have catastrophic differences in the future. Like, you could, like, think you go back to your 16, even your knowledge, knowing what happened, butterfly effect. You might never meet Megan.
I'm gonna give two answers to this question.
Okay,
go
ahead.
You wanna go first or you wanna go first?
I want you to go first.
Okay, first answer is, I am happily married. I love my wife.
Bruh.
I'm extremely successful in what I'm doing. I'd go back, like, I don't know, 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
But I wouldn't do it right now. I would wait to a point where I made a joke and you proved me wrong.
Oh, man,
and then I would go back in time, like, the time when I made the joke.
Right.
and I would make it better,
right,
and screw you over and laugh at you.
Little do you know, that would butterfly effect into Trump winning the election.
Oh,
which,
fuck!
Which is the fucking timeline we live in.
Oh, I fucked it up.
So there you go.
So that's my one answer, because realistically, I enjoy my life.
You could fuck it up. You could fuck it all up.
Exactly. I don't want to risk that. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, now we're nibbling.
Now, do I get to keep my memories? Do I get...
To keep your current memories?
Right.
I'm going to say no. Mm. I'm going to say no, because if you do, then, you know, you just go back 10 years and you make a fuck ton of money on gambling, on
sports. Ooh,
bets.
I could buy... Oh, my God, I could buy Bitcoin. Holy shit, I could be rich.
Exactly.
Millionaire. Boom. Yeah. I would hold on. I would...
Create Bitcoin.
No, well, I wouldn't create it. I think it still existed 10 years ago. I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, if I can't keep my memories, then...
You can keep your memories, but you can't use it to get rich.
Damn it. I don't know, like... Maybe start of college? Start of BCIT? Start a BCIT.
Really?
Yeah. And give that another shot.
Why? What would you change? What would you expect to be different?
If I have my memories, I would have some of my
knowledge
of the program.
Right.
So I could, like, leap really far ahead.
And you would know who's getting what jobs ahead of you, so you
could
try to snag it out from under them.
No,
yeah,
just
sabotage.
Just straight up sabotage.
With a knife in the chest.
Well, no, that's just murder. That would be if they managed... Yeah.
I think you could fall into sabotage and murder.
do a double. Why not?
Sab-a-murder.
Sab-murder. And then I would have just, like, avoid all the random shitty stuff that's happened.
Some of the crazy women you've dated.
Yeah, things like that.
And some of the hugs that I've tried to give you.
Yeah, things like that.
You'd be like, I'd go in for the hug and you'd be like, dodge! And I'd be like, whoa, how did you know?
Or like 16 and then just like get really fucking ripped.
You should go back to 12. You should go back to when you're 12. Like 12 and get ripped, and then like grade 9.
But once again, butterfly effect could have unforeseen consequences.
Yeah, like,
who knows?
I can't think of one of you.
And me going back could have an effect on your life.
Oh, it's terrible.
I know. Butterfly effect. With my knowledge of the future, I could be like, Andrew, UBC, don't, oof.
You don't want to continue in your field. It's not worth it. Trust me. Okay, so I'll give you my second answer.
Right, second answer.
So wait, you said BCIT?
Either BCIT or 16 if I wanted to try and just fix everything.
Hard reset. Back to one.
Go back to one. That would make a lot of things really easy. Well, but that'd be, well, actually,
you'd already have
get free
Cats the Musical memories.
Also get like a free 20 years. I don't remember all of Cats.
Not
only
anymore.
Only some of the songs. But once again, butterfly
effect.
That'd
be such a weird, the butterfly effect idea, like, that's so fucky to think about what could...
Because also...
Like you were saying, you have a lot less to sacrifice.
Ouch. Ouch.
I'm not saying you don't.
Ouch.
Of anything. We lose this podcast.
The podcast. Well, maybe I'll make my own podcast.
It's called Lane Says Words.
I'll go to my parents and be like, I want to be more confident when I'm 24. Can I take some sort of like, can I see a therapist? Take me to a shrink, Mom.
Do it now.
Do it for my 24-year-old self. I'm going to have a curly mustache and a red beard. You're going to be so weirded out when that happens.
Does your mom know your mustache curl?
No, she doesn't.
Oh,
she's
God, gonna that's
so going to
be a fun Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I am so looking forward to this Christmas party.
If it happens.
Second
you
part.
You should go. You should take John. You should go and take John.
I should.
And get drunk for me.
I will get John very drunk.
Don't get John too drunk, though.
Yeah, that's not... He
probably, hopefully...
He does that by himself.
Hopefully
now.
He won't do that because it's like my parents' Christmas party and I'm not there.
And he'll be like, hey, Heather! And she'll be like, oh, dear. And then Rick... Yeah. Oh,
Rats.
God.
So what was your second part?
Second part. So let's say The timeline is, it is inevitable that Megan and I will continue our relationship the way it is.
So that's the stipulation.
You're, the stipulation right. to it is...
That you are destined to be together. We are
destined to be together.
Oh, all right. That's a fixed point in time.
Yeah, you're
the doctor tries to... Oh, you can't break up Megan and Andrew. It's a fixed timeline. Just like how you can't kill Hitler.
It's fixed. I came up with that whole idea, and then I never really thought about the second part, which is where I would go back to.
Then that, well, at that point, who the fuck cares? Would you change? What would you change? Is anything that you want to go back and change in your past?
I'd go back to kindergarten to make sure we got in the same kindergarten class together.
I don't think you'd have much power over that. Do you remember?
You do. Your parents do.
Your
parents do.
I'd be friends with Lane. Do you remember who
put me in class with Lane Kissel?
Do you remember which kindergarten teacher you had?
Miss Nosegard.
Okay, no. No, I was different. I had the fat one.
Miss Nosegard was very fat.
Maybe it was her. I don't remember.
Was she blonde or brown hair?
Brown.
That was not Miss
With like a bowl cut.
Oh, shit.
Maybe we'll have to ask our parents. Hey, Mom!
My mom had four kids. I don't think she'll remember who my kindergarten teacher was.
That's fair.
They all went to Ramsey.
I remember grade one was Miss Malouche.
I did not have Miss Malouche.
Grade two was Miss McGonagall.
I did have Miss McGonagall.
Grade three was Mrs. Scott.
I did have Mrs. Scott.
Grade four was the brand, like the orange one with the red hair.
Oh, she was awful.
I don't remember her name, but she was... I kind
of blocked that out a little bit.
Grade five was Mr. Lilly. Grade six was the young white guy with the goatee. Like, probably the youngest teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
Did you ever have Mr. Dodds? Wait, no. Did you ever have it?
Briefly.
Andrew Dodds? He was awesome.
Did something happen to him? Did he, like, die or something?
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
I think he retired early. There was this great time. Maybe that was it. This one time. Okay, we get really off track and we gotta take a break.
Off track.
I'm gonna tell this one story. Uh-huh. So, there was this one time. I was, like, 17 and I was... riding by the gas station. You know how you and I used to always like bike to the gas stations to buy candy and shit?
Delicious.
So anyway, I was like 17 and I was biking up to the gas station to buy some candy.
Right.
And I was biking out of the gas station right by the car wash.
Yeah.
And there's Mr. Dodds with like the full, like, you know, Michael's like Satan goatee sort of thing, Lucifer
That's just a goatee.
I know, I just call it the Lucifer goatee because it makes him look more like the devil. So there's Mr. Dodds with this like white, gray-white Satan goatee, like Lucifer, like super badass looking mustache and goatee, and he's got a cigar in his mouth, and he's like waxing this super nice like old car, and I'm like, whoa, Mr. Dodds. He's like, oh, you caught me.
Oh, shit, bud.
And I was like, no. He like, it looked like he actually genuinely felt bad for smoking in front of me. I was like, no, it's
like
cool.
It's like a role model thing, right?
Yeah. I always thought he was...
It wasn't... Mr. White teacher was grade 7. It was Mr. Australian teacher Mr. was grade...
Mr. Mac.
Yeah, dude. He was an asshole.
Mr. Mac.
Fuck. He was a fucking...
Remember all the rumors that went around in school about, like, how...
Wasn't he, like, a pedophile or something?
He
threw chairs.
Threw a table... Yeah. And broke a ruler on some kid's, like, head.
I wonder if those were true.
I'm sure a couple of them were.
I don't know, man.
Rumors gotta come from somewhere.
Angry kids. Shitty brothers. Shitty older brothers. Like, oh, dude, Mr. Mac? Yeah, he broke, like, a chair.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, yeah, he broke a chair. But it was more like, he got so angry, he, like pushed a chair. Like, just, like, pushed it, and it, like, the top fell off or something.
He was definitely a prick, though.
Yeah, he definitely was angry at times, and definitely was a prick.
Do you remember on the school camping trip when he made all those kids stand out in the cold? That actually happened. Yeah,
that was me.
Was he, like, you and Leland?
It was me and Andrew Harper and Leland Kirko.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, that was a... You know why?
Because Andrew's dad had a thing of Pringles in the tent.
In our tent.
And the raccoons
attacked our tent.
Oh, my God.
And so
God.
We were still up late because we were, like, killing... Poetry. Peter Yoon. And we were like punching off these raccoons
Peter
off our
Yoon
team.
Was in our elementary? Are you sure it was Peter Yoon?
Yep, 100%.
Huh.
I hung with Peter all the time in school.
I don't remember.
And, and so we were pushing all these raccoons off the tent, and he walks up to the tent and goes, like, dead. Like, we didn't hear him at all. We're, like, still, like, waving these raccoons.
He's used to the outback, stalking a dungeon, a didgeridoo, and a bungalow. He's like, oh, you little cunts. I could hear you fighting raccoons. Get out of here. You're like, oh, shit. I'm Mr. Mac.
Finish.
All right,
comes
go
up
on.
And he goes, you little shits, I got you. He actually called us
little shits.
He goes, little shits, I got you. And we're like, what the fuck was that?
It's Crocodile Dundee, dude.
And we all have to get out of the tent. And then he drags it. Yeah, he took us out into the middle of the fucking field at like 1 a.m.
and made you stand there.
And he goes, hey, we're just standing there. And I'm like shorts and a t-shirt, freezing my ass off.
Beautiful.
And he's like, I'm looking back at it and thinking about it now. I'm like, that was fucked up.
Well, that's why the schooling is supposed to teach you how to obey authority and not question things like that.
That was fucked
it's
up.
It's also kind of, I feel like...
I wish, you know, part of me wishes that I would, like, if he'd been like, get out of here, and I would have, like, walked out, and he'd be like, we're going for a walk. I would have been like, fuck off, I'm going back to bed.
Like, yeah, but then you wouldn't get to go on another field trip.
I would say, suck my dick. It was the last field trip of the year.
Go back in time and beat the shit out of Mr. Mac.
I would go back in time. No, I wouldn't beat the shit out of Mr. Mac. He wasn't terrible. I would go back in time,
right.
And I would go back to that point in the camping trip where he asked us to get out of the fucking tent, and I would, you know what I would have done, actually? I would have fucking stuck the Pringles in his tent.
Oh, nice. Oh, avoid the whole situation.
Just avoid, and then just watch it unfold.
Nice.
Watch
that's even better.
Rip his tent apart.
I'm gonna go back with you so that I can, like, just go and, like, fuck with other people.
Yeah. And then, but I'm gonna stay up and watch it, and then in the morning, I'll be like, did you have a good sleep, Mr. Mac? Okay, time for a break.
That was a good, how we went full circle.
We
went off track, and then we went
right back on.
All right,
we'll be right back.
Yeah. It's on pause? Okay. Today's...
sponsor.
Fake sponsor is brought to you by Vegemite, the best Australian spread to put on your fucking pickles and your fucking bread.
Put on your pickles?
It's made out of pickles. It's made out of yeast.
I don't know what it's made out
of. It's fucking terrible.
Vegemite!
Vegemite and Marmite.
Buy your Vegemite.
You're talking too loud, mate.
I'm peeking.
Don't peek, you fucking cunt. You can say... the C word, as long as you say it in an Australian accent.
That's the only way it's...
Or British, because then it's okay.
Right, or with the Cockney accent.
Yeah. Oi, fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Cunt's fucked, mate. like that...
But we can't say it in our accent. That's,
no,
that's
exactly.
Bad.
It's bad.
Bad juju.
But in Australia and...
Britain.
And Britalia, it is quite all right.
Hey, it's my turn to roll.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Have I rolled yet even?
I don't know. We're only down to a couple questions. Anyway.
Yeah, two or three left. So, four. We haven't done this one.
If you had to be tuned into your own father or mother, turned into
your father or your mother,
who would it be? Be nice. They're listening to the podcast. No, they're not. They're not allowed. If you're listening to this podcast, shut off the podcast, Mom. I told you, you weren't allowed to listen.
What a wonderful son your mother
is. I would want... Well,
your mom is fantastic, first of all. She should be allowed to listen to the podcast.
No, because it's my personal...
Now you're going to think about this question.
Right.
If you're going to be turned into your father or your mother...
Right.
That means you have to deal with the opposite one.
Oh, is that too... Well, that...
I think that's part of it, I would assume.
So does my dad become me or my mom become me?
No, this go...
Do... Wait, so I'm become one of my parents.
Yeah.
And what happens to them?
They go...
They're just gone.
Yes.
Out of existence.
Yes.
Well, I guess I become my dad then.
Because you don't want to deal with your dad?
Well, no, because I think I'd be more traumatized by losing my mom than my dad. And
that's
also,
a typical son answer.
And also, my mom is a nurse, so I'd be able to, be like, hey, Mom, I need money. And now that we're, like, weird married,
Like, would we still be married? Like, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, don't think too hard about the question.
I feel like that's what the... Well, what does it entail?
You gotta pound
Do
your
I
mom?
Just... No. No.
You gotta tell Leah and Weird Lane to go to bed early so that you can go pound your mother?
Ew. Wait, well, is Doom... does me still exist?
Yes.
As
you,
me?
You still have to deal with you.
I guess I'd be like, hey son, give me your fucking Warhammer, you little shit. I feel like this doesn't give us enough information because
we have to make up the rest of the information.
Though. Well, I feel like this is some Twilight Zone shit because like not only do I lose one of my parents, but now I've got to deal with like all their problems.
Let's say you become one of your parents.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the parent you become.
Uh huh.
They become your parent, your grandparent, essentially.
Ooh, free grandpa.
Yeah.
And my mom is still my mom, but she's now my wife, technically.
Yes. We're gonna say it's non-relation, though. Like, you're not...
We get, like, fake divorced? We get magically divorced?
No. Like, magically not related.
Oh, so I just transform into a weird clone of my dad.
Yeah.
My dad becomes my grandpa.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We all good with this now?
It's...
I filled in the blanks.
Yeah, sure. I turn him into my dad. I get to be balding. Great.
Now, why do you want to become your dad?
Because male. Because he's a male. I wouldn't have to deal with a pair of hooters.
Pair of hooters?
And menopause.
You'd deal with your mom's hooters.
No, but I thought we weren't in a relationship. I thought we matched, like...
No, you're still together. Right? I'm saying... It's no longer incestual.
How?
Magic.
Magic. That's...
How did you become your father? Magic.
All right, magic. It's a wizard did it. Yeah, well, still. I don't want to deal with... I've done 20... Oh, but then I would die from heart disease. Definitely.
That's inevitable.
Yeah, but I'd do it a lot sooner.
Yeah, you would. Sooner. You gotta pick one anyway.
Yeah, I'd pick my dad. I pick my dad, and then I go to, like, Vegas or some shit.
So funny. I'd pick my dad too, but for like completely different reasons.
Like what reason? What reason? Like,
because I love my dad's life. Like I honor him, and I think he's fantastic, and I think he lives a great life, and he's
and you just want to and you want to steal that from him.
I don't want to steal that from him. I want to feel what he felt.
This question has a very dark undertone.
Not dark, deep.
No, I think dark, because you're annihilating your father's timeline.
No, he's going to be my grandfather.
So, does he get a new body?
Wow, you're thinking about this question way too hard, I think. I think you're thinking about this question too hard.
I'm going to have an existential crisis tonight now. I'm going to cry.
Let's make it easier.
Uh-huh.
Let's say...
Uh-huh.
The question says, if you had to be turned into your father or mother,
uh-huh.
Let's say you're still currently you.
Right.
Right now.
Uh-huh.
But you were turned into...
So I get the body of...
Yes.
I'd still take my dad. But purely based off of, like, just... I don't want to have a female body.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think I'd want that either.
Like, there's not really much incentives.
I don't really know a whole lot about the female body.
You don't. You don't know. Oh, it's been proven.
Here we go.
I listened to our podcast. You don't, bud.
Here we go.
Like, I'm sure you know a lot of... It's like the difference between knowing how to drive and knowing how to fix, or like knowing about the interior components of a car. I'll give you credit. Being able to drive a car is more useful than being able to know about what a car does.
Okay.
Like knowing about engines and wheels and shit.
Okay. That's,
do you get what I'm saying?
Kind of.
Really, it's a pretty easy metaphor. You're good at driving. I just know how a car works. I don't own a car. I don't have access to a car. I gotta walk to work.
Female body works.
Huh?
I know how the female body works. We're looking at having kids. Like,
I get that, but you have said a couple of things that makes me doubt your...
Oh, yeah, but you know, I just...
You just say stupid shit?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
The podcast is called People Say Words.
Not People Say Stupid Words.
We should probably change the title.
People Say Stupid Words. Episode 5. I'm just saying. Once again, I'll give you credit. You're a good driver. I'm assuming.
Okay. I'll take it. I'll take it.
It's like a hollow. It's like a...
I don't want to dig this hole any deeper.
It's pretty deep.
I'm just going to take it and walk away.
All right, let's do another question.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. You already rolled the die, but I can keep rolling.
You can keep rolling. I think we're down to two.
We're down to two questions.
Wait, hold on. Article, children's show. We got two more.
That's what I just said.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Two.
All right. Is there extraterrestrial life if... Wait, is there extraterrestrial life existent on other planets, galaxies? Prove it. Well, I can't prove it, Megan! I can't! I can't! I'm not a fucking scientist.
Okay. Reading the question the way it is? No.
I cannot prove it. Based off of numbers, they're... See, there's all these, like, cool things, but I can't give it full... I can't describe it. I'm going to go do the abridged version. Have you heard of the Fermi paradox? Fermi paradox.
No.
The universe is fucking massive.
Yes.
Billions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of stars and galaxies and planets.
Yes.
And planets like Earth with, you know, millions and millions of chances of planets like Earth that could inhabit life. Where are all the aliens? Right?
Mm.
Logically, based off of numbers, there should be a lot of aliens. So where the fuck are they? So, this is called the Fermi paradox. There's a couple concepts. The main ones that life is very hard to develop, so that it's very, very, it's much more difficult for life to just kind of happen than it, you know, than science knows.
Yeah.
That's like the least scary, because the more scary versions is there's this concept called the Great Filter, where eventually a society gets to a point in time where they just die. No matter what, the Great Filter annihilates that civilization. And either we have passed the Great Filter and we have survived, but other civilizations haven't. We are coming up to the Great Filter and will be annihilated. Or we are alone. And all three of those options are, like, kind of equally terrifying in their own way.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
If we're the only, like, speck in the giant, infinitely massive cosmos, that's kind of terrifying. But at the same time, the concept that in 20 years, just being hit by a giant space rock is going to blow up the planet.
Okay, so I... Yeah, that's actually really interesting. I never thought about it that way.
Fermi paradox.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I might do a little more reading on that.
There's some really good videos. It's called a series called In a Nutshell. They do science videos. It'll give you so many existential crises, and it'll just like make you like curl into a ball and weep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I did. So in university, I decided to do a lot of geography classes.
Nothing to do with aliens. Go on.
Yes, it actually did have a lot to do.
Keep going.
So. In geography, parts of geography, we study the Earth, we study layers of the Earth, we study the planet, we study how different things were created on the planet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Laws of geography, we also study other planets and the galaxies and how our solar system works in very fine detail and what causes reactions and then, like, how... And then we go through this whole process, of, like... how small we are compared to a much larger scale of everything on a scale version, and also going through our timeline currently, okay? So our timeline is humans being on this planet.
Right.
Our timeline is dinosaurs being on this planet. Right. Our timeline as like, fucking cells being on this planet, right? And the overall timeline of actual any life existing on Earth...
Yeah.
Compared to how long we know Earth has existed,
right,
is so
tiny. We're like not even a second.
Exactly. So if we're that small, if we're like 0.01 of a second of the time that Earth has existed over a minute,
It's not even point. It's like 0.00000001.
Small, right? Now, I personally believe there is life out. Somewhere.
Well, statistically, there has to be.
Statistically, so I'm going to believe statistics. I'm going to believe that there is, okay? But I also believe that there's a chance that because that decimal place is so, so tiny, that humans may never see or hear of or even exist
any
at the same time as another intelligent life form Because it's so goddamn small.
And well, not even that. If you're not in the Milky Way galaxy, it doesn't matter because galaxies are spreading apart faster than
speed. Yeah.
Or no, they're spreading apart. Like it would take billions and billions of years.
So if they're not here,
unless they can teleport,
which they might not be here in our galaxy. Like I wouldn't put that past it. I wouldn't be like, no, there's. I wouldn't say there is or isn't life form, life of any kind in the Milky Way galaxy. There might not be.
No,
but beyond that, I think there definitely
Even in the Milky Way galaxy, with the amount of planets there are, there would be if you took all of the planets that are Earth's shaped and sized and also are in a habitable zone of heat, there and took like 0.00% of them, there would still be hundreds of planets that could support life.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're still trying to figure out if Mars has life. They're still digging that up.
Yeah, well, it's...
They found the whole thing with, like, water streams.
Yeah.
So Earth, once upon a time, had water on it. And then they're finding out that Mars actually, like, you dig deeper into the layers of the...
All they're going to find... Iron
on it.
All that they would find would be microbes. Like, that's all it's
going
to be.
Yeah, but that's a huge discovery by itself. That's where we started, right? So
that's true. Yawn, bud.
Yawn, bud. Yawn, bro.
That's because it's late, not because you're boring.
I am.
Should we do the easiest question of all? So the answer is yes, technically. No, we can't prove it.
Yes, technically. No, we can't prove it.
Boom.
How would we prove it? If you had infinite amount of money and resource, what would you do? If you had to prove it.
I would go and give it to Elon Musk. And I would get every fucking scientist in the world, and I would go and try and make a warp drive or some shit like that. Because you need fast FTL travel. You need a warp drive. You need faster than light speed travel. That's the only way.
Some way to teleport.
And then
we would just teleport people to different planets.
Yes.
And they would die.
And like with a note on them saying, is there life? Please.
If found body, this please is how, return
this
to.
Is, this is how to build a teleporter. Teleport it to these coordinates. This is the
blueprints attached
to this dead dude. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Wait. Can we just teleport the blueprints without the body?
No.
The person has to be attached. Yes. In case they live.
Right. Exactly. They'd have a spacesuit.
But isn't the whole idea of teleportation, like, the molecules...
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, okay.
Because, once again, like, technically, if you shred your molecules down to nothing, and then beam the... Actually, you would need a... You technically can't teleport something without a receiver on the other end.
Right. Because so you would have to send a receiver out, which wouldn't make it there,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
so it's gotta be... It's gotta be FTL. But, yeah, the idea that if you were to shred down your molecules down to nothing, and then reassemble them... You're technically not the same. Like, this goes back to...
Technically not the same person. You technically might not be alive either. See, the other argument is people will say you might not be alive. Because it's the same idea as, like, if you take apart a human, you put the human back together,
right.
They're going to turn back on.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're not.
Have you? I think it's called Theseus's ship. I want to say it's Theseus's ship. I need to Google this. We might skip the last question.
We should do it really quickly.
We're talking about Ship of Theseus. Okay, so it's a paradox. If you have a boat and you create an exact duplicate of that boat, you have a boat called Andrew's boat, and you make a duplicate of the boat, and you start replacing parts from the old boat to the new boat. At what point
do you no longer have the same boat?
Yeah. If you replace every nail down, same thing with humans. Like that's the same concept.
Yeah, but then you have the whole argument of our cells that recreate.
Exactly. You're not the same person you were.
It's 11 years, you are no longer the same person.
Yeah.
Every single part of your body has been updated.
Well, it's also because we are, as third-dimensional creatures, we only see time in a straight line. Because time's kind of a weird concept.
Yeah.
Let's do the last question.
Wow. Yeah, we can talk about this for a long time. I'm going to roll the dice anyway. Woo! It's a 6.
So we'll do question number 7.
This is definitely...
The deepest question we've ever tackled on the show. Yes.
Oh my god, this is great. Peanut butter or jam?
Or
for life.
Or jam. I could lose peanut butter because I've got almond butter. Checkmate.
My response?
Yeah.
Almond butter is fucking disgusting. Peanut butter for life.
Okay. Well.
How do you like almond butter?
I haven't tried almond butter.
It is awful.
I don't really care. I don't like.
It is disgusting.
Is it? Is it that bad?
It's so, I don't know. It's like cilantro. Some people love it.
Right.
Like, you either love the cilantro or you hate it. I hate it.
Could I get some other kind of nut spread?
No.
What about Nutella?
No, it's got peanuts in it, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It has hazelnuts.
Oh, it does. Yeah, you get a hazelnut. Yeah, you can have Nutella still.
Yeah,
but you can't have peanut butter anymore.
Who cares? Whatever.
Really? No. You would go without peanut butter?
Yeah, I don't really care. Like, peanut butter.
Would you rather have... No, the question is, would you rather have jam or peanut butter?
I would probably go with jam.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really... Peanut butter's just... It doesn't really taste like anything.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's not. And it's too, like, thick, and it gets all in my mouth. I always have...
Would you talk about peanut butter?
Yes. Do you ever have dreams where you have peanut butter in your mouth? Do you ever, or gum? You don't remember your dreams.
I do. Not as often as you do.
It's a reoccurring... Well, you just don't remember them. Everyone dreams...
No, I was saying I don't remember them as often as you do.
Yeah, I have a lot of dreams.
I've been memorizing... But since you mentioned it to me and you keep bringing it up, I've been remembering my dreams.
Try to count your fingers.
I know the whole trick. Yeah.
Dude, when it happens, it's so fucking weird.
I had a lucid dream this morning.
What'd you do?
Oh my god, I still remember it too. I was at, what are they called? A Honolulu, a Hawaiian festival on a beach.
A luau. A Honolulu. You were at a Honolulu.
Oh my god. I was at a luau on a beach, right, which had no ocean. And that's when I knew it was a lucid dream.
Because I
was on a beach.
With no ocean.
But there was no water. Mm. And all of a sudden it clicked in my head. I was like, this isn't real. it was the weirdest experience. And then they were like tying this rope up around these trees. But there's only four trees on the beach. And they were like oaks. Big oak trees.
Yeah, this is definitely not a luau.
And then they were like, nobody could tie a knot. So I, I took classes on tying knots. I'll tie the knot. So I, tied the perfect knot. And I was like, fuck, I'm awesome. And then all of a sudden, two friends of mine that I went to theater school with were, there. They're like, hey, what are you doing here? And I was like, what are you doing here? This is my world. And then I went
back. So you didn't actually manipulate anything? You just realized that you were dreaming?
I realized I was dreaming, and I was real. And I'm like, well, I manipulated my tying of knots.
Oh, you were just
I thought about it. I thought about which knot I was going to tie and how I was going to tie it. And I was like, yeah, it's not fucking sweet. And I turned around and they were there. And I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, what are you doing? I was like, well, this is my world. And then
I woke up.
And then I was like, fuck.
Morpheus was like, he's awake now.
It was so cool. Anyway, what's the question?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, bro.
Yeah, right, jam.
So you have dreams about peanut butter being in your
peanut
mouth?
It's actually quite a common thing. Peanut butter and gum. Why? Your mouth. I think it's an anxiety thing. Gum in mouth. Mouth. Dream. Deem. To dream that you're chewing gum, unable to express yourself effectively, you may feel vulnerable. Alternatively, it symbolizes a sticky situation. Gum in your mouth is a metaphor for something that you are trying to process or digest.
Wow.
But lots of people have it, which is kind of interesting.
Never had that dream before.
You would know. It's like, it's the worst, because imagine literally pulling, gobs. You can't close your mouth or talk.
Never had that.
And just, you keep pulling it out and pulling it out and pulling it out, and it just keeps coming.
Well, it says, unable to express yourself effectively. Yeah. I am very expressive. So it's not a surprise that I don't have that
it's
dream.
It's not a surprise that I have it frequently.
No, it's not a surprise that, either way.
Also, teeth falling out is another one.
Never had that.
That's
either.
The one about being worried about being attractive or not.
Really?
Yeah, because the idea that having no teeth, you would be ugly. I have dreams about my teeth falling out all the time.
Jesus,
it's fucking awful.
The only frequent dream I have, which I haven't had in years now, is two of them. But the more frequent one is falling off a cliff.
Oh yeah, that's another common one.
I have that dream constantly growing up.
Falling off,
Wow, first search. Yep. Wow.
I wonder what do you have the thing where you like you jerk?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. Ground. And then you wake up and you're like, fuck body. Come on. Like,
there's been times where I've woken up like a sweat from that.
Going through difficult times and afraid of what is ahead of you.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mostly had the dream when I was growing up. When my parents were like divorcing and my family was fighting and I was worried what was gonna happen.
Yeah, that's it. Right there.
Oh fuck, I on had the it nose. All the time. I haven't had it like 3 or 4
Did you ever
years.
Have any reoccurring nightmares?
Yes, I had one.
What was it?
It was the most fucking complicated. I had two reoccurring nightmares.
Okay, let's go over one, because I want to go over one and then we're done.
Okay, one. Okay, this is the shorter one. The other one's really fucking complicated. Okay. The shorter one is, I would only get it when I had the flu. Interesting. And I would get it every time I had the flu.
Every time.
And it was like, I could see this black box, like it was just black, everything was black.
Right.
And it's like four-dimensional, though.
Okay.
And I would see the square, a white square, that was four-dimensional, and it would shift, and it would fuck with me. And then inside the square was a four-dimensional crow.
What?
And the crow would caw, and when it cawed, it reverberated in my head.
Jesus, I'm gonna steal that from my fucking Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my
god,
it
creepy.
Hurt like hell.
That sounds spooky.
And then I couldn't get out of it, and the crow, the image would get bigger and bigger, and be like four-dimensional, would shift around. I'm like, ugh. And then I would wake up, and I'd be like, oh, it was awful.
Mine's a lot more silly. Because it was the worst, because, so, but I found a way of, like, escaping the dream. Basically, my dream would be, I would be somewhere in my house, in school, in a store, and I would hear, you know, in Jurassic Park, like, the dinosaur stuff. But it's not the dinosaur. I would hear the boom, and I would know that it was coming, but what it was the claymation abominable snowman from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas special. Yeah, that was my dream tormentor.
That was your dream.
Yep, and I would know that it was coming, and I would have to hide. And depending on where I was would determine whether or not I was, like, really fucked or okay. And I would have to...
It's like DayZ in real life.
No, it was way more terrifying. Because he would, like, if I was in my room, he would, like, peer in through the skylights... And I would remember seeing the shadow.
In your room
and I had to, like, I could remember in my dream, like, pretending just to be dead. Like, like holding my breath as much as I possibly could.
The claymation creep.
Well, he was big and he would eat me.
Was he claymation in your dream, too?
Yeah. Like carbon copy of the... Actually, wow. I don't know if I ever saw him, like, explicitly.
That is... That is wild.
It was fucking terrifying. And
when did those dreams start? Obviously, when you were living in Nanaimo.
It happened mostly in Nanaimo. It was always in Nanaimo. I don't know if I ever got them in the new house. I don't think so. I think it was mostly, like, elementary and high school. Like, early high school.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's, like...
Fucked up dream, bro.
Yeah. I was really scared of that abominable snowman from when I was like a kid, so I think
it was like imprinted in your head that it was frightening, and then all of a sudden you created this nightmare world. Yeah. I don't know where the crow came from in my dream. That was just like it felt like a hallucination.
Crow in dream. Maybe it means something. Crows are generally bad omens. Oh, it's a good omen. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Intelligence.
Huh, there you go. Crows are good.
It didn't seem like it was very good. It felt like it was fucking awful.
Yeah, crows are bad at expressing that, though, right? Like,
it was like, car, car! I was like, ugh, car, car!
It's like, hey, these are the lottery numbers. I'm going to call them in braille. And you're like, no, crow, don't eat my eyes. It's like, no, Andrew, I'm just going to tell you the lottery numbers. Just calm down.
And I wake up and be like, no, I almost won the lottery. Fuck!
Go back in time and listen to the crow.
Shit, that's
Bran from Game of Thrones has crow dreams. Really? Okay, we need to cut this because we're now at a minute and nine or an hour and nine.
He's got three eyes. Okay.
Episode 5 of People Say Words, the podcast, brought to you by Orson Welles and David Bowie.
David Bowie. If you have 6 questions.
Or 1 question.
Or 1 question.
2 questions.
We could mismatch
if
questions.
If you have 17 questions.
But we probably won't answer all of them.
Well, we don't have to answer them all in one episode.
No, we don't. We could do a multiple episode special.
Or we could just, like...
If or pick our favorite 6.
Exactly.
So if you have questions and you want them answered...
By a
and
bunch
if
of
we
idiots.
Like them, and we might not give you the best answer, email us at peoplesaywords@gmail.com. That's people... saywords@gmail.com.
Oh!
Also, like and subscribe!
Like, comment, share.
Like, comment, share, subscribe, all those things.
Press the stop button now.
Goodbye.